On Tall Pine Lake by Dorothy Garlock, read by Anna Fields.
This book is for Adam, my grandson, who loves books as much as I do. Maggie calls, where the lake shines gold in the setting sun, where the pines loom dark when the day is done. Here I struggle and strain at the ties that bind me. Will someone hear my call? Will someone find me? Yesterday I laughed at my sister's fear, but now harsh men have bound me here, demanding I tell what I do not know. Oh, sister, come, for the light grows low. Beg the man I know you secretly cherish to search for me before I perish. I can't work loose, I cannot cope. The night is black, I'm losing hope. F.S.I. Prologue. Nona looked down at the package Mr. Dryden had given her. I wasn't expecting a package.
It was delivered by the postman about an hour ago, Mr. Dryden explained, running a hand through his thinning gray hair.
During the 6 months that they had been neighbors, he had always been very cordial.
When I heard someone pounding on your door, I went out into the hallway. After I'd told him that you wouldn't be home for a couple of hours, he asked if I'd give you this package.
Thank you, Mr. Dryden. We've been so busy getting ready to move that no one is ever home. I'm sorry you were bothered with this.
I was glad to do it. I'm going to miss my good neighbors when you go.
The inside of Nona's apartment was dark. Mabel was out doing some last-minute shopping, while Maggie visited friends one last time before they left.